The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit reported 2 deaths and 5 new hospitalizations related to COVID in the latest update published February 24. The deaths reported today include 2 Simcoe County residents. A man between 65 and 79 years old died on February 18 and a woman over 79 years old died on February 21. The health unit has reported 71 COVID-19 deaths in January and 35 in February. There are at least 42 people from the region hospitalized because of COVID-19, including 5 new hospitalizations reported today. 8 of those patients are in an intensive care unit. Testing has captured 119 new COVID cases in the region since the last update. Since testing is not available to everyone, case counts are underestimated. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 34,867 cases of COVID-19 with 33,096 of those cases recovered and 397 cases ending in death. Since July 18, 2021, hospitalizations of Simcoe Muskoka residents over 11 years old have included 219 fully vaccinated people, 22 partially vaccinated, and 202 unvaccinated people. Of those, 56 unvaccinated, fewer than 5 partially vaccinated, and 31 fully vaccinated people have been admitted to intensive care units. In the last 6 months, 82 fully vaccinated people, at least 2 doses, and fewer than 5 partially vaccinated have died after contracting COVID. Over the same time period, 55 unvaccinated people have died after contracting COVID-19. About 81% of the over 11-year-old population has been fully vaccinated with 2 or more doses and 15% of the same population group is unvaccinated. Percentages now based on 2021 census population data. There are 22 active outbreaks in Simcoe Muskoka, down from 30 on February 17, including 11 in institutional settings, hospitals, long-term care, retirement homes, 4 in congregate settings, group homes, shelters, and 7 at child care centers. The health unit is no longer reporting case counts associated with individual outbreaks. A list of outbreaks is available on the health unit website here. Here's a look at the Ontario COVID update for February 24.